You already know what it is. It's another You Made Me Do This podcast by yours truly, Luke Melendez, a.k.a. Shut the fuck up, a.k.a. Is that a wet spot, a.k.a. Where's your papers? So we just out here. And I've been thinking about a lot of shit lately, especially when it comes to, like, this music. You know, I've been doing music my whole entire life. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that, for me, I'm never going to get over. I've constantly been writing music since, like, I can fucking remember and things like that. So, you know, that's always going to be there. But there's always this aspect of, like, these artists, especially these newer age artists, they're under this impression that they have to do or be something that they're not, or fit a specific image. And as opposed to fitting that specific image, really, you know, just be yourself. You feel me? And sometimes people don't find themselves until, you know, a while. Like, you know, people might get rich and then be famous and shit, and they still don't know who they are. Then they find themselves afterwards, like, you know. But a lot of rappers just think, like, oh, let me color my dreads and let me get some face tattoos and that's it. I'm going to be the next big thing. I mean, that's cool if you want to fit that umbrella. But everything, there's like a time span on everything. And right now we're just living in where that's cool. You know what I mean? There's going to be is the game is going to change again. You know what I mean? Where there's going to be a new sound. It might even be a new sound that's really just a derivative of an old sound. You know what I mean? So never be afraid to be you, be yourself, and don't steer away from the music that makes you happy. You get what I'm saying? Because sometimes I find myself a lot in a crossroads where I make music that, to me, I'm like, damn, dog, this shit sound like some old shit, some, you know, the shit that I might be into. But at the same time, there's other people out there that love that kind of shit. So they're going to listen to that shit from me. So I can't get discouraged when I hear, like, the new hype stuff with the high BPM. And I'm like, damn, I kind of want to do a song like that. That sounds fun. And you know what I'm saying? Upbeat and blah, blah, blah. But, like, if that's not your vibe, like, it's okay. You don't have to try to be something you're not. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's definitely something that I go through all the time. But, you know, just in case anybody else out there that does music and, you know, kind of doesn't know if they should switch their lane or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter, bro. Just be yourself and whatever you're comfortable with. If you're comfortable with the new shit, then hey, that's you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if you just have this old little unique vibe about yourself, whatever, don't stray away from that. Don't cower away from that. That's for sure. Because somebody's going to appreciate it. And the way I look at things, think about how many books there are in the world. There are so many books in the world. So that means that there's so many authors in the world. There are so many writers and creatives in the world, right? As far as literature goes. So you have fucking millions of authors across the world, and they're all writing their own individual books based off of their own experiences. They had to live through whatever they lived through in order to write that book. You understand? And maybe you or me might never read their book, but I guarantee somebody picked up their book and that's their favorite fucking book, because when they read the words of that author, it's as if the author was speaking for them. It's like the author knew their life. And in reality, that's how music goes. I think that artists now, we're the same thing. We're authors, and these books are fucking mixtapes and our SoundCloud links are our books now. You understand? It's an audiobook. You know, I'm not writing it down on paper to be published for the world to read. I'm expressing this to you verbally through my sound and through my words and through the beats and through the, you know, melodies. Like, I'm an author and I want you to read my book, but, well, listen to my book, basically. And I think there's room. You know, I don't think that there's too many people who are rapping, because sometimes you do feel like, oh, the game is getting oversaturated. There's too many people doing this and that, whatever. Nah, I think there's room for everybody to eat and everybody to be great, as long as everybody's being themselves. Because when everybody tries to be the same thing, that's where it gets really tricky. And that's where it's like, oh, man, this is not cool anymore. And that's the thing about the cool. Pharrell, he's one of my favorite people ever. But Pharrell once said that he's like, basically, like, cool, it can only be destroyed, basically, not absorbed. You can't absorb the cool. You can't recreate or copy the cool. You can only destroy it. You understand? So, like, if you see someone else and you're like, damn, that's cool, and then you try to be that,
You're not. You're not going to do it. The best thing to do is just be yourself. Whatever is organically you. Whatever is just naturally you. Because that shit someone else is going to find cool as fuck. You don't even know it. You're going through certain experiences and things that somebody else that's on the other side of the world, you know, or might even be right around you, and you guys just don't even know each other. They're going through the same things, and your experiences speak to them, and your words speak to them. So, you know, have confidence in that. You know, you don't have to sound like the coolest thing on the radio, because I mean, that's here today and gone tomorrow. That's their book. What about yours? What is your story? So I definitely want to encourage all my local artists, all, you know, everybody that I fuck with, everybody that I rock with. I want you guys to continue doing what the fuck you do, continue being fucking great, fucking awesome, man. Because like I said before in another podcast, you know, I've been blessed to meet nothing but amazing fucking people, nothing but talent filled people. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful fucking people. And you know what I'm saying? I love y'all to death. I want y'all to keep on being great and keep on trying to be great and just be yourself, though. You know, be the greatest version of yourself that you can be, because that's the illest shit ever. You know what I mean? There's no, you know, just be you, man. There's no other way to do that shit. And you can tell, you know what I mean? Especially like I can only use myself as an example. When I do music that is true to me, like you hear the authenticity. Like you hear that shit, you're like, damn, yo, this nigga's a monster. But it's like it's true to me and it's real to me, and I feel it, you know, because these are based off of my experiences. These are based off of things I've witnessed or things I've, you know what I'm saying, like how I feel. So I think that's the ultimate way to do shit. You know what I mean? We can't be out here trying to be like the next person or anything like that. Or you can't let the next person influence you. Even if you're not trying to be like the next person per se, don't let them discourage you. Don't think, oh man, this person is so fucking good at what they do that I'm not good enough. Get the fuck out of here. There's no such thing, man. Be confident in who you are, because somebody is gonna love you the way you are, the same way people might love them how they are, because they're being themselves. And it's crazy because, like, you know, I big up a lot of people around me, but at the same time, a lot of these people that have been around me and have known me for years, niggas be scared of me. You know what I'm saying? Niggas here that, you know, that will be going to do some music, or niggas say they want to do music with me for years, but you're fucking scared. You hear my shit and you get intimidated. Don't be pussy, nigga. I'm confident in who I am, nigga. You don't have to try to compete with me or beat me, nigga. That's not what we're in it for, nigga. I can't be you, nigga. Just be the fucking you. Like, I'm not trying to be you. That's the thing. A lot of these niggas, like, who get intimidated by me is like, holy shit, he knows who the fuck he is. That's really him. Yeah, nigga, because I'm confident in who I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a cockiness. It's not an arrogance. I'm confident in who the fuck I am, and I'm okay with that. And a lot of people, sometimes they get discouraged. They're like, holy shit. But no, don't get discouraged. Let that be motivation to find yourself, find who you are. You get what I'm saying? Because like the fuck, we can only, like, we're stronger together. You know what I'm saying? We can only go up if we're actually helping each other. You know, once you start distancing yourself or choosing not to work with an individual because you think, oh damn, they might steal my shine. Like, I want to be the man, but if he's on the song, he's going to be the man. Like, that's some pussy ass shit. And I know a couple of you fake ass rap niggas who do that shit. Fuck y'all. You know, just saying. But real shit though, you know what I mean? We just gotta stay positive and stay just being yourself, bro. I don't really wanna make this podcast too long. I know I was doing like 20, 30 minute podcasts, but I've been getting warnings lately saying that listeners tend to prefer short form audio. Consider making your episode shorter. So I'm gonna do that. We'll cut it off here. But yeah, man. Hey, I just want to send shout outs to like other podcast platforms too that like do motivate me. I can't even lie. Whether or not it's like it's motivated through like negative or positive, like it is motivation. So even though I stay talking shit about academics, shout out to academics, because that nigga's grinding. He's doing him, you know. Shout out to Joe Budden podcast. I love Joe Budden. His perspective on everything. Rory and Ma, they're you know, they give their little perspectives. They're kind of whack, but whatever. Shout out to them too. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody just doing their fucking thing and making shit happen. You feel me? Be your fucking self. Tackle the fucking weekend. You got some, you know, you got some free time this weekend. Make something happen. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm still open to features. I'm still open to working with people. Let people know, man. Spread the word, whatever. Let's get it in, man. It's your boy, Luke Melendez. Young Mammoth. Guapi Chulo. I'm out. You're...